First, give an honor to God, to all the ministers who are here. First, I want to thank each and every one of you for your support, for all that you have done in the movement of my son. Second, I was listening to the gentleman, and number one is that as my family raised Oscar, as we raised him, we taught him to be respectful. We taught the other gentlemen to be respectful. And in teaching them that, we taught them when they are approached with authority, by authority, how to react. And I know for a fact that my son reacted that way. He may have been saying some things, don't know. However, I know that we taught him to be respectful. I know that you can see that from the video. He was trying to calm the situation down, and yet he lost his life. And one of the things that I'm scared about is that I have 6 or 7 other nephews who are his age. And I'm not sure whether to tell them to run when they're approached by the police or to stand there and listen to what the police have to say. And one of the reasons why I'm not sure is because it's demonstrated by Oscar losing his life is that he was being totally submissive to the police. He lifted his hands. He lay on his stomach. One of his arms was cuffed, okay? He was in the process of getting the other one cuffed, and yet the officer still stood up and shot him, okay? And so to have to do all this stuff that you're talking about, okay? First of all, we shouldn't even have to do that. If it was a Caucasian person, the situation would be different. And I'm sorry, they don't have to do all that you're saying they're doing, okay? One of my daughter's friends was riding through Oakland the other day, and he was stopped by the police. They put him on the curb, they handcuffed him and said, we're doing a gun search, okay? They searched his car, okay? They didn't find anything, but just the fact that we have to go down the streets and wonder if we're gonna be stopped by the police is wrong, okay?
I agree.
Some of us are taxpayers too, who should deserve the same respect as any other nationality.
I agree.
And I feel it's wrong that we have to have in our mind the stereotype of what we need to do when we're approached in these kind of situations. What we as people have to do is come together and raise our men to be the better men than what they are being right now. We need to show them, lead by example. As men of God, whatever God you believe in, whether it be Allah, Muhammad, we need to show our men how to act. We need to show them the respect that they need. We need to show them how to get jobs. We need to show them that they don't need to go to jail. We need to show them that they can be president like Obama. But oftentimes, when we get a little money in our pocket, and I'm going to just be real, just for a minute, if you just give me just a minute. Oftentimes, when we get a little money in our pocket, and we've excelled in our education, and we get to move out of the ghettos into the other places, we don't want to come back and help our brothers. We don't want to come back and educate them. We don't want to come back and teach them. And the teacher starts with us. It starts with us.
Thank you.
Our movement in the community is exactly what it is. We must also be sure that we bring justice from the centers of power of those that have it in their hands. That's why they're elected. Something Brother Reginald said earlier today, when you see the police, they actually work for you, theoretically. But that's not generally the relationship. However, as Sister stated, when we know who we are, we command respect over what we have authority with. Which is why we don't mind looking an officer in the eye and talking to him. Because we pay his salary. Is that right? So I want to bring before you, as our final presentation for this evening, our brother is helping us to spearhead and connect the dots all over the Bay Area. On last evening, we were in Antioch for a town hall meeting. Last night in Sacramento, there was a town hall meeting. In San Francisco on Thursday night, there was a town hall meeting. In Oakland every Saturday, there is a town hall meeting. Why? Because the forces that keep us divided is what weakens us. So we need a clarion call of unity in this area. Because this area has long been the focus of stopping the rise of the poor, stopping the rise of the weak, stopping the rise of the black. This area has been that center, and so we're thankful that our brother has worked diligently to help connect the dots, the issues, and the people throughout the Bay Area. Join me in receiving my brother, Brother Christopher Mahomes.